We're in Siman Shin Pei Aleph. We're up to Siv Dalid, and we'll be doing from Dalid through Zion, the end of the Siman. Siv Dalid. So we learned that you could be Mevatel Rishus from one Chatzar to another. Somebody that forgot to join in the Erev, or refused to, now he could be Mevatel his Rishus to them, and then everyone else can carry as if they made an Erev. What we did learn was that a Yochid that's Mevatel to a Rabim, once he's mevatel his rishus, so the halachi is that he can then he then has the right to carry from their house into the chotzer as a guest of theirs. Yesh bittel rishus mebayis labayis. Shema yushnei batin. What happens if you have two houses upesach beinehem and a door between them velo irvu, and they didn't make an erev, and they like to carry from one house to the other? Echad mevatel rishus lechavero. One of them is allowed to be mevatel rishus to the other one. Vafilu ha-mevatel mutter lohutz mibesi leveis chavero. And the one that was mevatel can also carry from his house to the other one. Avalein yachal lohutz mibesi chavero leveis so. But he cannot carry from the other one's house into his house. Sha'oz ha-yachozer u-machzik rishus she-bittel, because then it's as if he is being chozer on his bittel. Now what's pshat in it? The halach is like this. We learned before that it's only a yochid that can be mevatel to a rabim. A yochid to a rabim cannot be mevatel. A rabim to a yochid cannot be mevatel. Says what the Mechaber is saying here now is that that's only a din in a chotzer. Why is that? Because the chotzer is something that he has a partnership in. And if he comes and uses it afterwards, then we say he's being chozer on his bittel. Not so when you're dealing with two batim. My house is mine, your house is yours. The fact that I walk into your house doesn't mean I've taken your house. It's obviously that I'm walking into your house as a stranger. So there's no chazorah for my bittel in doing that, because I never had a schus in your house. Now, on the other hand, the halacha was that when you're mevatel, or yochid mevatel to a rabim, so the halacha is that you cannot carry from their house into the halacha was that when you have a yochid being then the halacha was that if you have a yochid a rabim that was mevatel to a yochid, or even a yochid that's mevatel to a yochid, so the svar of oreach you wouldn't have. He's not considered an oreach, and that we're saying that would be the case here also, even though it's a bias and not a chotzer. An oreach he's not. That's why we get this halacha that to carry from base chavero lebeso he's not allowed to. The din of oreach he doesn't have, but mi beso lebeso chavero he's allowed to, which is the flip side of a mevatel rishus in a chotzer when it's a yochid to a rabim. A yochid to a rabim in a chotzer is allowed to carry from their house to the chotzer, because there he's called an oreach. He cannot carry from beso to the chotzer, because then he would be doing bittel rishus, and here it's the other way around. For him to carry from his house into the chotzer, he's allowed to. From their house into the chotzer, that he's not allowed to. V'chein im yesh lo cheder pasuach leveisa. What happens if there's a room open to your house and someone else is in there? Ubittel rishuso and bittel rishus beso osur lo tzi me'acheder lebeso. There he couldn't carry from the cheder into his house. The same story, because since he doesn't have rishus there, the only way that he can carry is medin oreach. He doesn't become an oreach. Hagah says the Ramah. Now, also the Achronim have a problem with this. Let's first see the Ramah and see what their problem is. Hagah v'yesh omrim de'ein levatel mibayis labayis elim kein yashir la'atzmo cheder echad shelo bittel. The Ramah says yesh omrim that there's no such thing as being mevatel mibayis labayis unless you leave one cheder that you're not mevatel. Why is that? Because if you don't leave over one cheder that you're not mevatel, you'll be able to carry everywhere. Then we will have done away with the whole idea of erev chatzeres. All you have to do is be mevatel rishus. So in such a case, Chazal did not allow bittel to be mater everything. You have to leave one room that you're not mevatel in order that we not forget the Torah of erev chatzeres. Va'oz, and what if you do leave over a room? You're allowed to carry from beis chaver leveso. Now the plea is, why is this mutter? And he says v'tov lachmer lachatchila, and that is to make sure to leave over one room. But why should there be such a halacha that oz mutar lachnas tefillin beis chaver leveiso? So the Achronim say pshat. What they say is that here what we're talking about is in the bias you have a lot of people, and in the cheder you have only one person. Now, even though in the bias there was no need for an erev because they're all considered one family, ki'ilu, but with regard to the din, that a yochid cannot be mevadel rishus to a yochid and be called an oreach, for this halacha, the fact that they are a large group and he is an individual, he will become an oreach of theirs. So the Ramah's sheet is two things. Number one, that let's say you have a house and a cheder, and they should have made an erev and they didn't. Heyos, that if they're going to just be mevatel rishus, there'll be a lot of carry from one to the other. Chazal are afraid that you're being mevatel Torah's erev in such a house. Therefore, you have to leave over one room that you're not being mevatel. Second halacha, and this is a kula, if in the house you have several people, even though they're not asering on one another, they're all living together, and in the cheder you have one person, once he's mevatel to them, he becomes their oreach, and he can carry from their bias into his cheder. Sif hei, shnei batim mishnei tzidei rishus harabim. You have two houses on two opposite sides of a street of a rishus harabim. V'kifu meini yehudi mechitza b'shabes. And the non-Jews went and put a fence around it. Be'inyin sheyesh b'neim kamal chotzer. So now, what do you have? You have a chotzer sheshnei batim suchin lo. V'areim osrim ze al ze. We have two houses with what used to be a rishus harabim, but now on Shabbos it became a chotzer. So the halach is einem yichol levatel kol echad lechaver. They have a kunz. They wanted to make bitl rishus on Shabbos, each one to the other, and carry. No, it doesn't work. Why is that? Because bein hashmoshes, that means mikzah Shabbos, they weren't able to make an eruv because it was a rishus harabim then. The halach is that even though bitl rishus can be done in the middle of Shabbos, that's only if it was roy to make an eruv chatzeris beforehand. But if it wasn't roy on Friday to make an eruv chatzeris because they had a rishus harabim between them, then once it was Nesser for the beginning of Shabbos, even Bitl Rishus will not help on Shabbos. Sivav Yorish Mevatl Rishus. Someone who inherits, it could be Mevatl Rishus, Shimlo Erev Morisho, Umeis B'Shabbos. You had a Jew living there who was not Mishtatev in the Erev, and he was Nifter. Vayorish Ba Loder B'Chotzer, Va'osur Yochel Mevatl Rishuso. He comes to live there. We learned before that if he doesn't come to live there, so he won't answer, but if he comes to live there, so he will aser. The halach is he give him a vatl rishus, so he will not aser on them. Siv zayin mevatlin v'chozer u'mevatlin. You're allowed to be mevatl v'chozer u'mevatlin. What's that? Kolomer. Shemevatl rishus am b'nei chotzer zu l'vnei chotzer acheres. Oli echad n'vnei chotzer. Ad sheyotziu ma sheyirtzu. V'chozer mevatlin losen shebitl lem ad sheyotziu gam hei ma sheyirtzu. We saw the halacha was that there's no din of oreach on a rabim to a yachid. Therefore, they would not be able to carry from the other one's house into the chotzer. So each one, when the rabbin does their bitl rishus, it only helps for them to carry their kalim into the chotzer. So what they can do is they'll do bitl rishus, then the other one will do bitl rishus, the other group will do bitl rishus, and this way they'll take turns and they'll take out everything they have to carry. But vasachas, they couldn't. But the zacherzeh, they could.